Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
7:38, News Radio 1020, KDK, the KDK Radio Morning Show with Larry Richard and myself, Kevin Battle. Larry Richard has the day off today, well-deserved four-day weekend. Joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is Dr. Howard Henderson of the Center for Justice Research, which is funded by the Thurgood Marshall College Fund. Good morning, Doctor. Thank you for joining KDKA.
Good morning, and thank you so much for having me.
Now, you're with the Center for Justice and Research. You're based in Houston, Texas. Can you explain what the center does?
Yeah, so we are funded by the Center for Advancing Opportunity, which is created by the Thurgood Marshall College Fund, and we are designed, focused on reducing mass incarceration through evidence-based approaches. And so our job is to make sure that decision makers have the best evidence that allows them to make the best decisions to reform our criminal justice system.
And what approach will you take to address police reform in the current situation?
Well, yeah, we've created the National Police Reform Advisory Group, which is composed of nationally recognized experts. And we're taking the three-phase approach. In the first phase, we're going to galvanize all of the material and all the suggested proposals for police reform around the country and synthesize those in a manner that they're easily digested by the common person so they understand what's being proposed. Once we do that, we want to put those back out, receive public feedback, which would be our phase two. In phase three, we're going to disseminate a report of the best practices, evidence-based approaches for policymakers to be able to help reform the police from the top down, recognizing that we also understand this must be a bottom-up approach, and so we want to make sure that police chiefs and mayors and local community groups have the best information available to them to help transform our criminal justice system.
Well, some people fear that boards like that, you know, I mean, we have one here in the city of Pittsburgh as well, but people fear that those boards could gain power and gain control and just become another bureaucracy. How do you keep a board like that independent and keep it from forcing the police to answer to them? How does it remain neutral?
Well, so essentially, we're not funded by any police department. We have no financial stake at play here. We're doing this work because we know it needs to be done. And I think that because we are a group of credentialed criminal justice experienced academics, as well as practitioners, I think we have the most objective standpoint in this space. And I think we're going to be able to provide the recommendations without any level of subjectivity that can be questioned.
Mm-hmm. So it's recommendations and guidelines to use moving forward.
That's it, because we recognize that, you know, we're coming into a political season and the natural flow of politics will govern the order of the day. And we're just afraid that this police reform standpoint will be engulfed by that reality.
And some people fear that, you know, that all of this talk of police reform could lead to a national police department. Others say that what we actually need is a national police training manual, similar to a military manual, how everything is sort of regimented in the same, no matter what military installation you go into. So police departments would remain local, but the training manual would be similar around the country. Is that what you're working towards?
Well, no, what we're working toward is the best answer. If that is what we find to be the most appropriate, that's what we'll recommend. But I don't think there's anything wrong with national standards. With local adoption, given the fact that they may be able or may need to make exceptions to the rule. But I think, you know, society can expect a certain level of professionalism, a certain level of education, a certain level of experience of officers that they encounter on the streets. But I think local jurisdictions need the autonomy to make decisions that are best for them. But I think there needs to be a standard across the board for which most police departments should be focused on achieving.
Yeah, and, you know, some moves or some procedures like the knee in Minneapolis or the chokehold in Staten Island, New York, those are not legal in some police departments. Like in the city of Pittsburgh, they do not use the knee. They do not teach using that knee technique. But the president of the police union said that the city of Pittsburgh police are judged by actions of other agencies. Do you think that that would keep criticism off police departments that are not using those type of techniques?
No, I think so. I think the more that we can make training uniform, I think the better off we're going to be, because then you won't be able to hide by way of the exceptions. I think that there needs to be a standard across the board of expectation of encounters with the police, and I think we're moving in that direction.
And we at KDKA Radio, we hosted a solutions summit. It was called Address the Unrest, trying to find how we can alleviate some of the tensions. And one of the topics that we brought up and discussed was communication. How important is communication? Because social media news travels at the speed of light and travels in literally everybody has it in seconds, whereas the investigations from the city or the police departments or the boards are a deliberative process and take a long time. How can we help that communication process and keep tensions calm?
Well, I think number one is to be transparent in the data that police departments have. Traditionally, police departments have operated as a closed network that required a data request or freedom of information request, and oftentimes takes months or years to get the information. I think that need to be in open up access to information, protecting people's individual liberties and rights. But I think it should not take that long or be that difficult for people to obtain information that would help them better assess the legitimacy of a police department.
And Dr. Howard Henderson of the Center for Justice Research joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. And I know, Doctor, that you are watching a case in Allentown, Pennsylvania, where somebody was arrested for disorderly conduct on Saturday night. And the policeman, there were several police officers there, restraining the gentleman on the ground, and one of those officers pulled that knee up onto the person's neck, head area, and they did restrain the person, took him into the hospital. He was treated and released later, but that caused a lot of tensions. Now, the mayor of Allentown, Pennsylvania, on the eastern side of the state, showed up at the protest that erupted after that video went viral, and he helped to sort of discuss and calm the situation and say, hey, look, it was a bad video. We're not happy with it. We're going to get the answers, and we'll get back to you. Is that a situation that – is that the good way of handling it for a mayor of a big city like that?
No, I think, his response was almost immediate. I think that's what the public expects. I think the challenges that you have is when the leadership takes a long time to explain to the community what's happening. I think they handle that the way it should be handled. And I think if we could get more mayors and chiefs to take that approach, I think we'd be better off.
Yeah, if everybody remains rational and puts all the information out as quickly as you can. I mean, there's certain things that need to be investigated, but everybody needs to remain calm and rational. And I know you'll be watching today. They're having another protest today at 5 o'clock in Allentown, Pennsylvania, so I'm sure the world will be watching that. Dr. Howard Henderson from the Center for Justice Research, thank you so much for joining KDKA today.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.